At Itmar, about seven lines before the lines get wide, six, seven lines before the lines get wide, the last one in line is Itmar. So we had mentioned before that you're not allowed to say to somebody, if your trees ended up in somebody else's property, you're not allowed to say, hey, I want my trees back. Meaning we have halachos about what happens to the fruits, who gets them, splitting them, when, first 3 years, after the first year. Why can't you say, let me take those trees out of your property, I want them back. So what did we say, why can't you do that? Because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, you don't want to destroy Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara brings a din, another halacha, about someone going into someone else's property, where the Gemara is also, where we're also going to have this idea that you're not allowed to say, I want my trees back. So let's see.
Why is that destruction?
Because when you rip out trees, you ever see after like a hurricane, what happens when a tree gets ripped out? Yeah. So the whole ground has like this giant crater in the ground, and that's like, that's a bad thing to do to ground, I guess. So Itmar. So says the Gemara. Hayori l'toch stei chaveru unitosh lo brishus. I noticed that my neighbor's on vacation, and I decide I want to surprise him when he gets home. So I'm going to do what do they call that? They had the show like that, right? Where the people leave for 2 weeks and they fix up their whole house and whatever. Extreme makeover, a home edition, right?
On
ABC. So I decide I'm gonna redo the guy's entire yard. So what am I gonna do? I'm gonna plant trees all over his entire yard. So I'm a Rav. So now he comes back, but not Stam, a surprise that I want to just give him this gift of free trees. No, when he comes back, I'm going to charge him. I'm going to charge him for all these trees. So I come back from vacation. My gardener decided he's going to plant trees all over my yard, and he also decided he's going to charge me for those trees that he planted all over my yard. So how do we figure out how much to charge? So I'm a Rav. Rav says, Shamanlo, we assess the following. V'yado ala tachlon, we assess how much it costs to plant those trees and the increase of value of the land as a result of those trees, and the guy who planted gets the lesser of those two values. Again, what are the two values that we look at? How much expense there was for him to plant. Let's say it cost him $100 to plant. The karka improved now in value, went up in value. How much did it go up in value? If it went up $150 in value, then the gardener's only going to get $100. If it went up $75 in value, the gardener's only going to get $75. He's always going to get the smaller amount of money because he was not asked to do the job. He did it on his own. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar, Omdin Kama Adam Rotzilitim Besadazu Linota. We have to assess how much would a person normally pay for this job, and that's what you pay. We assess what a guy would pay for this job. We don't do this whole Yodo Ala Tachtona business where we give him the lesser amount. Amar Rav Papa V'lo Pligi. It's actually not a machlokas at all between Rav and Shmuel. Kan besada ha'asuyalita, kan besada she'ina asuyalita. That one is talking about a field that is meant to be planted, meaning it's obvious that it's going to be planted, and therefore what? Which opinion would be correct in that case? What? Exactly, how much it would cost to plant, to pay someone to plant, versus the other one is talking about a sada that's not meant to be planted, and this guy just came in and planted it. That's where Rav would be correct. And what did Rav say again? You get the lesser of the two amounts. Says Gemara, v'had Rav lav beferish itmar ela mechlala itmar. You should know that even Rav's statement over here was never actually said explicitly. It was only from something else that Rav said that we figured out that he must hold yado ala tachtona, that you get the lesser amount. Why? What actually happened? What did Rav actually say? There was a guy that asked a shayla to Rav. A guy went to someone else's field without permission, planted trees there, and came to Rav and said, you know, this guy owes me money. I planted trees in his property, so he owes me all this money. I did all this gardening work. Samrlay, Rav said to the owner of the field, Zil Shumlay, go see how much the plantings are worth, the trees are worth, and pay him. Amrlay, the owner of the field, says, Lo beina, I don't want these trees at all. I would have preferred to plant grain or something else. I'm not interested in these trees. Amrlay, so Rav said to the owner of the field, if you don't want these trees, zil shumlay, go see how much it cost to do the planting and how much, what's the other assessment you have to do? The increase of value of the field, v'yado al tachtona. And this guy will get the lesser of those two amounts. Amrlay, the owner of the field, said to Rav, lo ba'ina, I don't want these trees, even if I have to pay a great deal. Oh, you get such a great deal. You only have to pay at cost, whatever it cost him to do. Such a great deal. It's not a great deal for me if I don't like trees. It's only a good deal for me if I want to. I don't want it. Lo ba'ina. L'sof chazya de gadja v'kabinatula. But then they saw that he hired a fencing company to build a fence around the trees, and he started like nurturing the trees. You know, he was taking care of the trees. So Amalei Rav said, "Galisa daitech denichalach." Obviously, you do want the trees because look what you're doing. You're treating them so nicely. Zil shumle v'yadav ale elyona. Now, since you've shown that you do want the trees, now you're going to have to make the assessment and yadav al elyona. You're going to have to pay the higher of those two prices. So that is the context of Rav's statement of Yadala Tachtona. So main point over here, when someone plants trees in somebody else's property, if it's a place where trees are meant to be planted, you pay whatever you would normally pay. If it's a place where trees are not meant to be planted, Yadala Tachtona, exactly. You pay the lesser of the two amounts. Itmar. Another case about going into someone else's property and making improvements. Hayori l'toch churvoso shel chavero ubna shelo bereshuso. I noticed that there's a house in my neighborhood that's like totally destroyed. You know, there's a fire there or something. It's like a totally ruined house. So I go in there while no one's there and I fix it up. You know, I'm a contractor, I'm a handyman. I fix up the whole thing. Va'amar lo, and the guy, the contractor, the handyman, said to the guy who owns the property, Atzai va'avanai ani notel. You know, the wood, the stones, the things, the materials I use, the building materials, I want to take back. Rav Nachman Amar Shomelo. Rav Nachman said, okay, you can do that. You could take back your wood and your stones and whatever else you put there, right, your plumbing pipes or whatever. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Shomelo. No, he cannot take back his stuff, his building materials. So ask the Gemara on Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman says he's allowed to take it all back. Meisvei, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that if you go into someone else's property and you build it without any permission, and you say, I'm just taking back my building materials, Beishamai Omrim Shomin Lo. Beishamai says you're allowed to do that. But how do we always paskin when you have Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Like Beis Hillel. U Beis Hillel, Omrim Ein Shomin Lo. Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to do it. So asks the Gemara and Rav Nachman, how can you say Shomin Lo that he's allowed to do this? He's allowed to take back the building materials. Don't you know it's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? And don't you know that how are you supposed to paskin? Always like Beis Hillel. Lema, Rav Nachman, da Amar ke Beis Shammai. Should we say that Rav Nachman is holding like the Beis Shammai? So says Mar Hudamar Kiaitana. Now Rav Nachman holds like a different version of this whole discussion. Ditanya, there was a Brisa that has a different version of the whole discussion. The Brisa says, Shomin lo divrei Rav Shimon ben Elazar, not Beis Shammai. Who's the one that says Shomin lo that he's allowed to take back his stuff that we lose? Not Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Beis Shammai Yom Shomin lo Beis Hillel Omrein Shomin lo. That according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's only Beis Hillel that says this way. But according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, everyone holds you're allowed to take it back. So Rav Nachman will say, I know that you think it's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but I think that it's not a machlokas. I think it's the way Rav Shimon ben Elazar said it, that everyone agrees that you're allowed to take it back. And that's how I'm paskening. So says Mar, okay, so a lot of names back and forth. So my Haviyala, what are we paskin? Are you allowed to take? Are you allowed to take the value of the shevach at least? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, bibayis. If you went and built someone's house without permission, and now you want to take back your eitzim and avanim, shomelo, you're allowed to take it. Basada, but if you went into a field and you planted trees without permission, and you want to take your trees out, ein shomelo. You're not allowed to take it. Basada mai taima. Why is it that you're not allowed to take your trees back out of, when they were planted in the field? Mishum, we know the answer already. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'igad amri mishum kachasha da'ara. Some say not because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Some say the reason you're not allowed to take your trees back is because those trees already sucked out nutrients from the ground. So now you're going to take the trees back, and what's going to be? This guy's ground is already sucked dry of all its nutrients. Not fair. He He has to be able to benefit from what he's provided you, which is the nourishment that that karka provides. So you can't just take your trees out. You have to split the peros with him because it's in his karka. You can't just remove the trees. My benayu, what would be the difference between the two reasons? It's an obvious nafkamina. What would be the difference between the two reasons? What? Oh, ika benayu chutzla aretz. What if this story happens not in Eretz Yisrael? So if you assume that the whole reason you're not allowed to take your trees out is because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, then in Chutz La'aretz you're allowed to. But if you hold it's because you've sucked out all the nutrients of the karka, then even in Chutz La'aretz the halacha would apply. So main point over here, if a person builds a house on someone else's property, he could demand his building materials back if he doesn't get paid. But if he plants trees in someone else's property, he's not allowed to uproot the trees. He's not allowed to uproot the trees, either because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or because his trees have already sucked out the nutrients of that karka. Should we do the Mishnah? Well, we'll save the Mishnah for tomorrow, but we're not done yet.